I asked you if you had any patients who had primary radiation therapy to primary lung lesions. Just kind of curious how that plays out in your practice since we have a radiation oncology audience here. And maybe we can talk about your 70-year-old patient.
So this was a gentleman from West Philly, 30-pack-year smoker, multiple comorbidities, including COPD, diabetes, hypertension, CAD, again, a herniorrhaphy, found to have an incidental left lateral lobe mass on chest film. CAT scan confirmed a 3.5 centimeter lesion and also suggested perhaps some hilar adenopathy. At least the hilar node was enlarged. He had a core biopsy of the left lateral lobe mass that showed a mixed adenosquamous. Intriguingly, his KRAS mutation was positive. And because we had some suspicion that he had central nodal disease, he underwent a bronchiectasis, and that was completely negative. So at least clinically, he was in T2N0.
What kind of shape was he in when you kind of look at him functionally?
Certainly good enough for radiation, not good enough for surgery. His FEV1 was really marginal. It was good enough to exist without oxygen, but he was the kind of patient where if you operated, you'd almost definitely end up on supplemental O2. And his remaining workup was completely negative. So this sort of patient now is standardly treated with stereotactic radiation. He completed in five fractions, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Monday, Wednesday. And 6 and 12 months, he's doing fine. Tumor's decreased. He has the typical post-SRS radiation changes. Even in this setting, you can sometimes see clinical pneumonitis, although it's pretty rare. And we're just following him. I mean, he has so many other comorbidities that you'd be hard-pressed to put him through a major thoracic operation. By the same token, his tumor was smaller than 4 centimeters. There was no nodal involvement. In my mind, no indication for adjuvant chemo or adjuvant checkpoint inhibitors.
From your point of view, do you think there's generally efficacy equivalence between stereotactic and surgery?
My gut says yes. My brain says I don't know. Certainly, in unresectable patients, you have no choice. It's the standard approach. But in resectable or marginally resectable, that is not truly known. There have been a number of phase three efforts that have tried to compare surgical resection to stereotactic radiation. They've all failed. They lacked accrual. There is one ongoing effort, and I think it's very important. It's being done through the VA. It's called the VALOR trial. And I think Drew Mogdonaki is the principal investigator. And in the interest of full disclosure, I'm on the Data Safety Monitoring Committee that is trying to replicate that trial. And so far, it's accruing. The VA population tends to be different from the general public. It remains to be seen if it's going to accrue adequately, but it's definitely ahead of the other trials. And I personally think it's an extraordinarily important question, particularly in these folks with marginal resectability.